All right, now let me share a little bit more about voting, and I'll talk about this a little bit again tomorrow as well, because I know, yeah, we're winding down, and it will be so good to have people out voting, voting, voting. If you get an opportunity to early vote, to vote early, please do so. If you've picked up your absentee ballots and you've completed those, be sure to turn them in. Don't miss those deadlines to have those turned back in. All right. And if for whatever the reason you're neither voting early nor voting absentee, remember, Tuesday, November 6th, make those arrangements. Those of you who might need transportation assistance and you don't qualify for paratransit services and therefore would not be able to get any kind of special public transit support or assistance, please think about family, friends, associates, neighbors, whoever, church members, and see if you can make contact with them over the next several days and ask if they might be able to get you to and from the polls. All right, Lincoln County. You'll be going to, for your early voting, you'll be going to the Lincoln Center, which is the same building that the senior citizens meet in, and it's located at 160 May Avenue. Today, you can vote early from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. I like the fact that they're having that open till 7 p.m. because a lot of people get off at 5. And so when early voting sites close at 5, the time that people get off. So anyway, Thursday, 8 till 7 p.m., 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., if you can't make it today, Friday, they'll be open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Friday. And again, that's at the Lincoln Center. And be sure that if you're voting absentee, using that absentee ballot, you can call to request it, but everything is to be mailed by Friday. And so if you're going to call no later than today to request an absentee ballot. Call no later than today, this Thursday, today, now, to request that an absentee ballot be mailed out to you. And then you need to make sure that you get it to them by their deadline. You can call 706-359-6126. Again, that's for absentee voting. In Lincoln County, the number is 706-359-6126. All right. So that's what we're doing. And again, help us, help us, help us. Let's all be about the business of doing what we can to participate in the process. To participate in the process. And get people elected who will be able to help make the nation truly a better nation, where we have policies that work for every community of this, every subcommunity of this larger national community. Okay, a little bit more about women in leadership. We were talking about the traits, personal characteristics. Do they hurt? Do they help? Well, about 7 in 10 adults say that being assertive and ambitious would mostly help a man's chances in politics and in business. Closer to half see these traits as helpful to women who are trying to get to the top. In fact, about a quarter of the people, 25% of the people who responded said that being assertive and ambitious mostly hurts a woman's chances of getting ahead in politics and business. I'm curious about that. Very, very curious. Assertive. Do you see a difference between assertiveness and aggression? Or do you see those as being the same? I'm really focusing on degrees now. Do you see aggression as being a little bit more intense than assertiveness? And do you make, if you make a distinction between assertiveness and aggression, do you see assertiveness as being appropriate for males and females? Do you see aggression as being inappropriate for males and females? Do you see assertiveness as being appropriate for male and female? Do you see aggression as being appropriate only for males? Roughly 25% of the people who responded said that being assertive and ambitious mostly hurts a woman's chances of getting ahead in politics and business. How do those women get there? I mean, for those who are on the corporate level, how about women who are at the top of their game serving as school superintendents? How do they get there without being ambitious? Well, an attribute that's viewed as more helpful to women than to men is being physically attractive. 6 in 10 adults say that being physically attractive helps women get ahead in politics. And even more than that, say that being physically attractive helps women succeed in business. Fewer say that being attractive is helpful to men. Do you see that as being good or bad, if it's true? Do you see that as being good, bad, or neither good nor bad, just neutral? What do you think? Well, we're going to be talking some more about women in leadership. Of course, this is a program where we try to bring information to you that we want you to grasp so that you can put it to play in your lives. And remember, we definitely welcome you to join us via the live broadcast on 1550 AM The Voice, part of the Perry Broadcasting of Augusta family of stations. But if for whatever reason, whether it's because you want to hear something again, or for whatever reason, we're not able to hear it the first time, join us still by going to speakingwith.com. Like I'm speaking with you and you're speaking with me. Speakingwith.com. Click on the link that is labeled Listen Online at your convenience, and you can listen truly at your convenience. We appreciate you for being part of what we do here. Appreciate so many of you for thinking about what we talk about, whether I'm talking solo or we're being informed by a guest. Thank you for thinking about what we talk about and seeing how you can let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time. I have a few seconds, and let me share this with you very briefly. Power Friday, this Friday, we're going to share some more about how we can use our brains to help us live better. Sunday, Spiritual Perspectives, we'll be talking about suffering well, and we'll hear from Adrian Pay, who's going to give us the lowdown on developing multi-ethnic organizations.